Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I hope you guys have had a fantastic week so far. Now we are in February, which is a beautiful month in some ways. We just had my birthday 2 days ago, Kay.
Yes.
So I love February, and I know your birthday is coming up. So
Sunday.
Exciting. You're taking a little trippy to get out of the coldness.
Yeah, in just a couple of weeks, going down to Florida, which I'm excited about. So nice to get away.
Are you going with your boyfriend?
Yeah. We're going down to Key Largo.
Oh, romantic.
Yeah. So it should be nice. It should be fun. Exciting time of year. It's nice to have the opportunity to get out of the cold. You know, if anybody else has that opportunity, I'm sure they bask in it, but it's nice to just have a little break from those cold, chilly days.
Well, ladies, I'm excited to hear what you guys are wondering, how I can support you. So let's hear the first question, Kay, please.
Yeah. So the first question, I think I'm going to say your name, Kinsley, and she lives in Portland, Oregon. And her question is, do you recommend cleansing to break the chain of heavier winter eating? How can we reset, reboot, and stay healthy for the new year?
Yeah, new year can keep on going. I was like, new year?
It's still 2018. I wanted to include it still, but.
Totally. Mm-hmm. No, listen, I get it. It's still, there's still the freshness of the new year. It's still very much that, you know, that time, that blossoming of the promise of this new time. So I will say that it is good. It is easy to get into a rut in the winter. You know, we all know that. We all reach for heavier comfort foods. So doing a cleanse can be a great thing to do if you feel like you need to reset. I'll also say that a really great thing to do is our 30-day roadmap for healthy weight loss. It is available now, isn't it, Kay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's back up on the site. We're available for everybody now.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we brought it back. I know so many of you have had amazing success with the program. So I'll say that it's a really, really great way to reset your habits. It's just, you don't have to think. It's everything that you eat in a day. There's lots of videos. So it's a whole program. Because sometimes we need to just reset our whole lifestyle. And so that's what the roadmap is designed to do. So absolutely, whether it's the roadmap or a cleanse, you feel you're getting heavier and your energy is feeling stagnant. These are all really helpful things to do.
That's great. Some people always get stuck like, oh, only in the start, but it's ongoing cleansing and following the detox lifestyle itself. I feel like it keeps you on track with the cleansing. I know whenever I fall off, I'm like, let me just at least start having my smoothie again. Let me at least just have the hot water with lemon. So those rituals, guys, you can keep them up.
Amazing.
Okay. So the next question is from Clara, and she's from Highland Park, California. And she says, I know antibiotics are terrible, but I have an infection leaving me no option but to take them. Aside from taking your SBO probiotics, what can I do while I'm on antibiotics to minimize their effects?
So, Clara, great question. There are definitely times where antibiotics are necessary. We don't take them casually, of course, but of course there are times. I've taken antibiotics. I had to take them one time when I was in India. So there's times when we absolutely need them, and that's why they're there. They can be life-saving. They can just, they're just so important sometimes. What you want to do is, as you mentioned, you want to make sure you're taking the SBO probiotics. You want to space them out at least 2 to 3 hours in between taking your antibiotics, because if you take them at the exact same time, they will wipe out the SBOs. So you want to take them in between and not at the exact same time. I would up your probiotics. I would take, you know, instead of just taking two a day, you could even increase, say your body does, but you could increase to three or four a day. You could alternate antibiotics and your SBOs, then your antibiotics and then your SBOs, depending on your schedule. And again, depending on your body, if that feels okay in your body. It does for some people. I know Tony was doing this recently. He was taking four a day because he was taking something. But, you know, that doesn't work with everyone. So just see how it feels in your body. That's the number one thing to do, really. And also, while you're taking them, just to be really clean in your diet. Other things that imbalance, you know, create dysbiosis is a lot of, you know, refined sugars and foods with preservatives and additives. So just eat really, really clean. Try to be plant-based so your body is not utilizing a lot of extra energy and digestion. And take your SBOs. And that's, you know, that's all we can do. And once you get off antibiotics, you'll be able to get, you know, build back up. So, yeah. Mm.
Perfect. Great to know. Yeah, I felt terrible. I had to take antibiotics for like almost 2 weeks and I felt so off. And you do start to feel back on track, but I just kept with the SBOs just knowing I'm going to get there. So that's great tips, as a lot of people do get sick this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, beauties, we're going to let Kimberly take a short break and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions.
If you've ever felt stuck or sluggish in your tummy or digestive process, one of the best ways to move things along is oxygenated magnesium, which breaks up waste and creates a gentle cleansing effect. That's the basis of Detoxy Plus and why it's my personal go-to anytime my digestion or elimination feels off. Plus, it's not habit-forming or it's not an irritating laxative. Go to detoxy.kimberlysnyder.com to learn more and to get yours today.
All right, beauties, we're back from our break. I have two more questions for you guys.
Awesome. And this one is from Emily. And this is our question of the week from our Beauty Detox Foods group. Mm. And her question is, I know you recently launched digestive enzymes. Would they still be beneficial for those times when I choose to eat animal products?
So, Emily, this is a great question and a huge, huge resounding yes. I will say that digestive enzymes are extra important when we're eating animal products to just help break down all that heaviness. The digestive enzymes we offer actually have 2 to 3 times more lipase than a lot of leading other brands out there. And when we're eating animal products, even if we're eating lean cuts, we're still eating a pretty, increased amount of fat and saturated fats that we definitely want to make sure are broken down and don't congest. There's also, you know, a good amount of protease to break down that heavier protein. So definitely you want to take, in that case, I would take at least 3 before your animal protein meal. And that would be really beneficial.
Mm. Perfect. Let's see. Okay. Our last question is from Sarah, and she lives in Arlington, Virginia. And we don't normally talk about things like this on the podcast, keep it more health related, but I felt resignated to talk about this topic with Sarah here. And she says, have you ever had to block someone or have a friend break up? And how do you handle the situation without creating bad karma for yourself?
So I would say that this is a really, this is really relevant to health and wellness. And, you know, Kay, there's a whole section in Beauty Detox Power about relationship detox. And so I'm just thinking this is such a huge, huge topic. It's, you know, it definitely is something that we should cover. And we, you know, we talk about all things in life.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I thought maybe more could talk about these personal things, because sometimes I'm like, I'm always picking the health food questions or different things. But when I saw Sarah's question, I felt like, you know, it is something we should talk about.
No.
Yeah.
We should bring in personal questions, because we really, you know, my work, I started as a nutritionist. But if you guys see the natural, you know, awakening and transition, the last 2 books,
mm-hmm.
food, but they're really about the lifestyle and the psychology and the sleep and the spirituality and meditation, and relationships are a huge part of that. So yes, I have broken up with many friends. I wrote about this in the Beauty Detox Power. I wrote about how when I got back from my around the world trip, I felt really disillusioned from a lot of people. I realized that some of my friendships from college and in the past were really around partying and certain things in my life that I wasn't, you know, that I just wasn't interested in anymore. And I had grown as a person and they had grown in just different ways. We don't have to worry about creating bad karma with any of it. It's more about just being, you know, being firm, being loving, being compassionate, not being, I think hiding and being, you know, not having things out in the open is where the bad karma is, because you may think certain things about someone and not really want to talk to them. But then, you know, people can feel our energy, whether we say it out loud or not. So I'm all about openness. And I think it's just an honest conversation. You know, I think that we, you know, we've gone in different directions, or, you know, we just have different interests, or whatever you want to say, but just be open. And, you know, sometimes it fizzles naturally where you just stop scheduling as much. And so it just naturally starts to fade away and you don't have to have that confrontation. But sometimes if one person is trying to hang on to you and like, why aren't you calling me anymore? Why are we hanging out? That's when honesty is so important. And having the courage to be upfront and say, hey, you know what? I'm just in a different place. And this is where I am, and being open. And I've done that, Kay, and it is not easy. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about this a lot with some of your friends, Kay, but honestly, I really feel like our duty, all this guilt and shame, especially for women, plays in, but I really feel like it's our dharma. It's our duty to be our highest energy, because when we are, we just give so much to the planet and the world, no matter what we're doing. It's just our being in our essence, being authentic, really does help everyone else around us. And if we're being weighed down with people we don't really want to hang out with, and it just lowers our energy, it's not good for anyone. So mm-hmm. I'm a big, big proponent of relationship detox and being authentic about who drains your energy, who you don't feel good being around, and doing something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. With my recent divorce, like a lot of my friendships changed and I'd be sad, or, you know, it would just be different because I'd feel like I was in a different place. And I've tried to work hard to just tell people, like, if somebody upsets me, I let them know, or there's a disconnect. Cause I used to go gossip to my other friend. Oh, can you believe so-and-so did this? And then it would just perpetuate this energy where I never felt better, where now it's like you nip it in the bud. Like, and it's uncomfortable sometimes to tell somebody, like, I don't like the way you talk to me, or, you know, I don't feel like this and that, but then I end up feeling it's just, there's that energy suck isn't there. So I can definitely relate from where my life has been. I think everybody's gone through that. So there is the community here, Sarah and all the other beauties listening, that it's a thing that happens to everybody, and it's hard. But as you mentioned, Kim, when you came back, you know, sometimes we just go through these shifts, I'm realizing, as I'm getting older, and it's okay for things to change.
It's a big sign of growth, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, if we to the same people, like, you know, it just, like, as we grow, we're evolving, and sometimes we evolve in the same way as other people, and sometimes we don't. So to me, it's a sign of growth when we start to feel intuitively like, oh, like, you know, I start to see this person is actually, I feel drained when I leave them, or they just, you know, I just don't feel good about them, or I'm more attracted to these people or these new friends or whatever it is. And that's really how life plays out. So I think it's a beautiful thing. It's just about staying loving and staying authentic. And that's how we can navigate those waters.
Awesome. I'm so glad we're able to, you know, have that conversation here closing today's show. And we would love to just hear one last word from you about your inspirational thought of the week.
Yes. So it's sort of related to this, actually. So playing on the same idea, here it is, guys. Don't let others' negativity hold you back. Stay on your own path, rooted in your goals. So we all know the concept of frenemies, or just negativity around. It could be something, you know, someone you don't choose to be around necessarily. It could be like a colleague in your office, or like a mom at your kid's school, or whatever it is. And I just find that the way to reflect, or just deflect rather, the negativity is, I really just send that person love. Love is the most powerful force. Love is like a force field. So You know, this came after years and years of introspection, because I started, before I wouldn't realize when I was being judgmental, okay, you know, it was almost just like I was talking. But if you start to tune into how you feel, how you really feel in your gut and in your heart, you'll start to really pick up on negativity. And you'll start to notice when people are negative around you. And if they are, you know, just like we said, you can choose consciously to spend less time around those people when possible, when you can. Or sometimes you have negative relatives at holidays. You just have to notice, but don't let it stick to you. Don't let it, get sucked into it. And if you send them love, I feel like it just kind of bounces off you. And that's a really powerful practice.
Mm. No, that's great advice. Really appreciate talking with you and being with you, beauties, as always on our Thursday show. And how I always end the show is I remind you guys where you can go. So please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. That's where you can submit your question, and we'll hopefully air it soon.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much for gathering the questions and being with us. Thank you, beauties, for tuning in. Remember that we're always here. I'll be back. We'll be back on Monday, but I'm always on social, doing Facebook Lives. I'm listening to you guys. I love your questions. Stay connected. Remember that we love you, and we will see you back here very soon.